teacher Andrea Neal tells her sixth graders to hurry.
Not finished, hurry.
They only have 5 minutes to meet with their groups before it's time to present to the class.
This was kind of funny because I actually don't love group work.
But she says she'll make an exception in this case because the material is perfect for collaboration. Half the class is reading Revolutionary War classic Johnny Tremaine. The other half is reading Chains, also set in colonial America.
But if you look at the Common Core standards, you'll see that there's a big emphasis on collaboration and group work in a lot of places, which I really think is should be a matter always of teacher discretion and what works.
Neal teaches English and history at St. Richard's Episcopal School in Indianapolis, which isn't accredited by the state.
And therefore, we do not have to follow Indiana academic standards. We are informed by the Indiana academic standards.
And since 2010, those standards have been the Common Core, of which Neal isn't a fan.
I started noticing that they just were so poorly worded, and I remember thinking, I thought our prior language arts standards were really clearer and easier to read and easier to understand, and I don't even know what some of this means.
During a class break, Neal picks up a teacher's edition of a text aligned to the new nationally crafted standards and shoves it aside. Then she throws down battered copies of the books her students are reading.
I mean, who's going to look at this Common Core line textbook? Is there any? There's nothing in there to love. It's tedious and awful. But you give a child a book like this, and they're just going to eat it up, and they're going to love it.
Neal began pinning columns opposing Indiana's adoption of the Common Core for the conservative Indiana Policy Review Foundation. That was 3 years ago.
And then Governor Pence asked me this summer to be on the state board. I heard that was my opposition to the Common Core was why he appointed me, because he wanted to have at least someone on the board who had expressed opposition to them. That's what I heard. He didn't say that to me exactly.
Common Core opponents had already convinced state lawmakers to halt rollout of the new standards until they could be studied. They hailed Neal's appointment as a victory and said the fact the governor tapped her to serve spoke volumes about how support for the standards had changed. Former Governor Mitch Daniels was very much in favor of Common Core. Pence hasn't advocated for exiting the initiative. He did, however, pull the state out of a national consortium designing new standardized tests, saying he believes education is a state and local function. And there are Republican leaders who'd like to see Indiana write its own academic standards. Some education officials say lawmakers are meddling in what has always been the territory of the state board.
For us to think that we're going to be an island out here in the country as it relates to standards is just wrong.
State Board member Tony Walker voted to adopt Common Core 3 years ago.
Oh yeah, I'm absolutely in favor of Common Core, and I don't even necessarily believe there are a lot of people that want to change it.
Walker may have a point. Given the chance to tip the balance of power against the Common Core, Pence opted instead to reappoint two board members who voted in favor of adoption. One of them is Board Secretary Dan Elsner. He says Indiana will get college and career-ready standards, even if they aren't called Common Core.
Pick your label. We'll get to some very good standards because everyone on the board is committed to it.
It's possible the state board could vote to do what many other Common Core states have done and add additional standards while keeping the core intact. But if they go that route, there's always the chance state lawmakers could again intervene, this time with the directive to write Indiana-specific standards. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.